not only as the mayor of the city of Washington, but as a citizen of the city of Washington, I want to thank everyone and everybody on Facebook that can be with us today. Proclamation reads, whereas days of prayer have been part of our nation's tradition since 1775, and in 1988, Congress unanimously designated the first Thursday of every May as National Prayer Day of Prayer. And whereas the National Association of Prayer has designated the first week in May 2021 as Prayer Week with a theme, Lord, pour out your love, life, and liberty. Whereas, as part of this national celebration, a number of cities across the nation will recognize the power of prayer by participating in events to bring citizens together to pray for our schools, local communities, and country. And whereas, this time has been set aside to give thanks for many blessings of our nation and community have received. And whereas, it is fitting that we focus on the need of God's guidance, grace, and blessing in our community. Now, therefore, I, David Rhodes, Mayor of the City of Washington, Indiana, do hereby proclaim May 6, 2021 as Day of Prayer for the City of Washington, and invite all citizens to join us in seeking God's help in bringing peace, freedom, and hope to all people. So signed, sealed this 29th day of April, 2021, David Rhodes, Mayor of the City of Washington.
Now I welcome the Honorable Judge Greg Smith, who will come and bring a prayer on behalf of Prayer for our government officials. We will welcome Reverend Dan Shearer, who's going to come and pray for our military. Let us pray. Almighty God, we do lift up the men and women of our armed forces this day. We lift up their families. We lift up the needs of many who have been wounded, wounds that are physical, mental, and even spiritual, knowing that you are the source of healing and that you also are the source of our purpose and that you do have a real mission for us as armed forces. And that your purpose is peace, and you attend to the need for structure and stability in many parts of the world where our men and women have served. We lift up our struggle this day in our own nation. The struggle, the restlessness of these days, and the changing role of our military, which has given increasing attention to the unrest within this nation. And we pray for your peace, as we have new questions about justice and the prospect of peaceful community, that we know how we need you, Father, above all, that we acknowledge your expectations of us, that we honor you even before we honor our nation, as you have called us to the integrity, to the selflessness, to the service, to the duty, the care for the least among us, and those things that you call us to value each day of our lives. And above all, we acknowledge your faithfulness, your work through us as we trust and we follow your word, and we pray that even as we train for battle, that we know that all things are truly in your hands, and the victory belongs to you, Father, and we praise you for the mighty God you are.
Sheriff Gary Allison, come and pray for our officers.
Thank you. Please be with the men and women in uniform who bravely serve our communities and nation every single day. Dangers and maze and garden, for you are the truth, you are the way, you are the life. voices of hate rise up against them, the essence of the silence. When the plants of hate rise up across the Wisconsin, the essence of the order. When the forces of evil rise up to strengthen them, we ask that you can stop them.
Provide for all the people being impacted by this economic crisis, oh God, the people employed by these small businesses, and the families that are supported by their income. Protect them in the time of this economic recovery and fill their spirits with hope. Now I have to add, because of my roles in the community, I have so many people that are in my thoughts and prayers, not just for them individually and their families, but for our community. Because I believe in the community. And I want to specifically touch on for our students, our teachers, our directors, our advisors, our coaches, and our administrators. Father God, thank you for providing your Son, Jesus Christ, as the example of how we should live. Holy Spirit, please invade our schools, our classrooms, our auditoriums, our locker rooms, our gyms, the courts, the playing fields, and our administration offices. Let's break down the barriers, divide, and isolate our students, our teachers, our club directors and leaders, our coaches, and our administrators. Unite our students, our teachers, our advisors, coaches, administration, and faculty, and stand guard at the doors and blow through the classrooms, the halls, the club activities, the locker rooms, the auditoriums, the gyms, the courts, the playing fields. Be the friendship and acceptance that every student longs for. Regardless if you're an athlete, regardless of your passion, regardless of what your activity is, be that what they long for. Be the firm yet loving authority for every teacher, every director, every advisor, every coach that they need. Our classrooms, our locker rooms, our auditoriums, our gyms, our courts, our playing fields, and our schools belong to you. And for those families that have gone through hardship, and you put your student, your child, and you trust that coach, that teacher, that business owner, that employer with them, I ask, Lord, that you give that family peace, knowing that we're going to change a generation. We're going to change the culture. We're going to bring the four corners of our city, our county together, and we're going to unite, and we're going to be champions. We're not going to be champions just for us. We'll be champions for you, Lord. And we all come together today. We declare this in your name, and we ask for this for your will and to glorify you. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And now as we pray for our government officials, Judge Grace.
Okay, everyone, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
It is my privilege as judge to be here today again for the year since Carol asked me to do it several years ago. And it's great to see all these young people out here again on National Day of Prayer. There are places in our country right now that are frowning on this to help people do this. So I'm grateful and thankful that we here in Davis County are able to do so. My privilege to talk about government and pray for our government leaders. Point out the scripture tells us that we should pray for our government leaders. Our signs not to go away. 1 Timothy tells us too that I urge them first that all requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. That is good. Jesus God, our Savior, who wants man to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. So I ask you now to bow your heads in prayer with me for our government, federal and state government leaders. Lord, you are the maker of this universe, of all that is seen and unseen, of this world and its nations. So it is fit that we begin today and always by giving you all glory, all thanks, and all praise. Lord God, we thank you today for the gift of our great nation, the United States of America. You alone rule the world with justice, and you place in our hands, as citizens of this nation, the solemn duty of participating in the shaping of our government. Lord Father, we remember that over 200 years ago, a handful of courageous men and women, in a period of great danger in our history, pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their honor to claim a nation where the rights of the citizens were based upon creation in your hands and not upon the whim of some dictator or earthly king. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the guidance that you gave our founding fathers in recognizing that all men of all nations are endowed by their Creator with unalienable rights, and in realizing at the very birth of our nation that the chief purpose of government is to safeguard these divine rights for even the least of us. You, O Lord, are the God of all power and might, and of all wisdom and justice. It is through you that all authority is rightly administered, that laws are enacted and judgments decreed. Father, we entrust these United States of America and our own beloved state of Indiana to your love and care. You are the rock on which this nation and our great state were founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights and lives, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Father, we pray that you remind your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing your will, not ours. Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of our national and state government leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Help us, Lord, to remain one nation under God and as a beacon of truth, justice, and freedom. Help our leaders ignore the voices of hate and division. Lord, we pray today that you assist with your spirit of counsel and fortitude the President of these United States. Endow him with your heavenly knowledge and a sincere zeal and respect for the sanctity of life, so that in all things we may be governed in justice and equality. Lord, help him to hear you clearly as you guide him through the decisions that can affect our nation and the world. Guide him to work for all Americans and all citizens. Father, we also pray for our Congress. Let the light of your divine wisdom guide the deliberations of our senators and representatives and shine forth in all proceedings and all the laws offered or enacted for our rule and government. Grant, Lord, that they may be enabled by your powerful protection to lead our country with wisdom, honesty, and integrity. Heavenly Father, we also pray for the governor and legislatures of our great state of Indiana and all those who hold office with them, and for all judges, magistrates, and other officers of our courts, both state and federal, who are elected or appointed to guard our rights and political welfare and our freedoms and liberties, that they may be enabled by your spirit and protection to discharge the duties with honesty, wisdom, and humility, and with the courage to do what is right, to seek the truth, and above all, to serve you, the judge of all, God. Heavenly Father, as we repent of our wrongs and ask that you forgive us, we ask the same for our government leaders, for any of their actions that may offend your will, for they are also human, and as human beings, we all rely on your grace and mercy extended to us, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask these things to us that are living. Amen.
Now, Father, hold for recent economic and pray for our education system. Lord, today we pray for our schools, our universities, teachers, and our students. We pray that you will grant our educators wisdom as they deal with an ever-changing society. Help them to remember that every effort is an opportunity to change a life, to inspire, to energize, to bring out that special God-given gift. You have blessed each and every one of us. Christ came as a teacher. He encouraged us with his wisdom, his truth, and with his strength. He taught us to see through eyes of faith and to witness our faith so that others may know him. And so, as it has been shown to us, may those who will influence and shape the minds of our youth, may they be ever mindful of the greatest teacher. Lord, we pray for our schools and our teachers. We pray for patience. We pray that when results are not apparent, may they be reminded that it is your timetable that counts, Lord, and may they not be discouraged. And Lord, we pray a special prayer that as we come together today on this National Day of Prayer, that the Holy Spirit may instill in our educational institution
and our teachers, our students, the grace to see your grace and grace in this ever-changing society. We pray for our young people that they will embrace you and know you as their true companion on their journey of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now we welcome Dr. Richard Potts, who will come pray for our healthcare system.
Time we welcome Reverend Byron.
Reverend Holtzball, and he's going to lead us in prayer for the church, and Mark Ramos, who will be translating this prayer in Spanish.
This very meeting, the power of prayer.
Gracias a Dios por esta junta. Gracias a todos por estar reunidos aquí en Cristo Jesús. Gracias a Jesús por darnos el poder de reunirnos en las iglesias, de adorar al Señor, de bendecir al Señor, de adorarle en cántico, en alma y en espíritu y en verdad.
We thank you for your divine protection that you have provided us throughout this pandemic.
Gracias por tu protección, Señor mío. Gracias, Dios mío, por siempre cuidarnos, siempre fijar en nosotros.
May your spirit provoke those out of the habit of attending the weekly fellowship to come back to this precious fellowship.
Padre Santo, te pedimos que tu Espíritu Santo traiga a aquellas personas que están alejados de tu iglesia, Señor. Tráelos a tu iglesia, Señor. No importa cuál iglesia sea, pero tráelos, Señor, para que puedan oír tu palabra y tú puedas hablar a sus corazones.
May you give peace and comfort to those Christians throughout your world suffering at the hands of persecution.
Padre Santo, dales alivio, dale refugio, Padre Santo, aquellos que están sufriendo tribulaciones, Padre Santo, persecución, Señor, por la iglesia, por tu iglesia, Señor, por tu palabra, Señor, por predicar la palabra, Señor, en las calles, en las tiendas, en los hogares, Señor, en aquellas ciudades donde no se puede predicar la palabra.
Help us, your people, to continue to be what you have called us to be.
Ayuda a tu gente, ayuda a tu pueblo, Señor, para lo que nos llamaste, Señor, y es alabarte y adorarte en cuerpo y alma y espíritu, y en verdad.
The salt of the earth.
La sal del mundo.
The light of the world.
La luz del mundo. Aleluya.
Your living water.
Tú eres el agua viviente, Señor.
The body of Christ.
Tú eres el cuerpo de Cristo, Señor.
And the source of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, and self-control to a world that does not know you.
Gracias, Padre Santo, por esa paz, ese amor, por siempre buscar en nosotros, Señor, aunque estamos alejados de ti, Señor. Gracias, Señor, por todo lo que haces por nosotros, por traer esa paz a nuestro hogar, a nuestro corazón, a nuestra mente. Por esa paz, Señor, que nos brindas, Señor, que solo tú nos las puedes dar, Señor. Gracias, Señor.
Help us to rejoice with those rejoicing and to mourn with those who mourn.
Déjanos regocijar con aquellos que están regocijando. Y déjanos estar en compañía con aquellos que están en sufrimiento, Señor.
Help us to be inspiring examples to the next generation of believers. And may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Ayúdanos a ser fiel a ti, Señor. De que pongamos el ejemplo para la juventud que nos mira. Que pongamos un buen ejemplo, Señor. Que tú nos diriges nuestros pasos y que no nos alejemos de ti, Señor. Que hacemos tu voluntad, Señor, solamente la tuya, Señor.
Give us the boldness to say what must be said and to do what must be done.
Danos la fe, danos la fuerza para hacer tu voluntad aquí y que no tengamos vergüenza de ti, Señor. Que siempre, siempre danos esa fuerza, danos esa valentía, Señor, para que se haga su voluntad en este mundo.
May we never grow weary in the work of love.
Que nunca nos desapartemos en enseñar amor y compasión a otros y es poner buen ejemplo.
May we, your people, praise your name with everything we say and do.
Amen. Que bendicemos tu nombre, Jehová, Padre Santo de la Gloria. Que solo tu nombre, Jesús, sea glorificado. Amén.
May we worship you with every breath we take.
Que te adoremos más y más con cada aliento que tomemos, Señor, de aquí en adelante.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
En el nombre de Jesús, nuestro Dios y nuestro Padre. Amén y amén. Thank you.
And now to pray for families, E.G. and Greg.
Established us. And then Luke chapter 3 verse 21. children would hear affirmation and affliction from their parents as the Lord spoke over his son. You are my beloved son, and you I am well pleased.
Let's pray.
Father, we thank you so much for being our Father. God, we thank you for being a God who saves. And God, as we pray for our next generation, God, our future teachers, our future sheriffs, our future mayors, our future judges, our future pastors, God, our future moms and dads of our community, God, we pray that you can impart in us as adults wisdom to teach the next generation. God, that we could raise them up under the fear and admiration of the Lord, that they would know you with their hearts, soul, mind, and strength. God, that they would learn to love their neighbor because they've seen you first. Love us. God, would you teach us how to impart this wisdom into them? And God, would you open their hearts to your wisdom? God, would you open their hearts to a peace that surpasses all understanding? Father, that they would know that through the trials of their days, through the chaos of some lives, Father, that they have a God who saves. They have a God who is peace. They have a God who loves. And you are our good Father. So no matter what they've been brought up in, no matter how they've grown up, that they have a perfect picture who the Father is inside of you. And God, I pray for our churches that as they have youth groups, as they have youth inside of their church, that they continue to pour into them your words and your guidance. But I pray that you open their hearts. And Davis County would be known as a county who serves you. To impart that into our children. If we aren't going to, God, they will. God, I thank you that you've given us a blessing of children in our lives. That you've given us this blessing of the next generation in our county. I pray that we use this and we use our talents wisely to teach them. God, would you give us that grace and mercy. We need the hope we can impart in them, and you and your spirit pouring out all over. God, we thank you for all that you've done. God, we thank you for what you've done here today. God, we thank you that you brought together people who fear you and who just fought to follow after. I pray that our county will be known in the nations as a county of souls.
Us when we pray, he honors us when we pray. When we come together in unity, God can do more than we could ever ask, more than we could ever imagine. Amen?
Amen.
So let us continue to submit to him and let's continue to pray.
Go in peace and be blessed. You are dismissed. Let's give the Lord a shout of praise.